in conjunction with the Lachas of Sfiras HaOmer, there's a halacha which is based on the concept of Mitzvah Shichus Kavana. So I'd like to spend a few days explaining Mitzvah Shichus Kavana, and then we'll talk about the application of Mitzvah Shichus Kavana to the halachas of Sfiras HaOmer. In Simon Samach and Erechaim in Simon Samach, the Shulchan Aruch brings a machloikis, which refers to whether Mitzvah Shichus Kavana or Mitzvah Ein Shichus Kavana. He brings two opinions, and he says that we paskin that the halacha is that Mitzvah Shichus Kavana. Mishavur points out that there are two different types of kavana. We talk about kavana having an intent where a person is doing a mitzvah. There are two types of kavana. Actually, there are possibly three types of kavana which are applicable to when it comes to mitzvahs. Having kavana when a person does a mitzvah. One of them, which is we are aware of the phrase which we use, kavana, a person davens with kavana. A person is aware of what they're saying. A person is saying the words of Shema. He has to have kavana in the first pasuk of Shema. What the words mean. A person that says the first pasuk of Shema, not being aware of what the words mean, he does not fulfill the mitzvah of saying Shema. A person has to have kavanah in the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, what the word pirush hamilas, what the words mean. He has to have this. He has to have that kavanah. A person does not have that kavanah, he's not yet to the mitzvah of saying tefillah Shemoneh Esrei. So that's one definition of kavanah is the one which we're most familiar with. Is the idea of having the understanding of what you're saying. The person, again, the word kavana actually is the same root in Hebrew for the word kivun, directed. It's directed thought. My thought is directed. I'm aware of what I'm doing, and I'm doing it with intent. The second concept of kavana, which applies, is that a person does the mitzvah for the purpose of fulfilling the mitzvah. Why am I doing this? Because Hashem told me to do this mitzvah. I'm doing this because of Hashem's command to do this mitzvah. So my kavana, my intent, my direction, why I'm focusing on doing this thing, is because I want to fulfill Hashem's commandment to do this mitzvah. There is a third kavana, that's the kavana which we're talking about right now. There's a third kavana which we find applies to specific mitzvahs. It applies to tzitzis, to tefillin, and to sitting in the sukkah. That a person has to have kavana, that when doing the mitzvah, they're doing it to bring a certain accomplishment that the mitzvah is supposed to accomplish. Three places in the Torah uses the word leman. You should put on tzitzis leman tizkeru in order to remember and do Hashem's mitzvah. So the purpose of wearing tzitzis is to be aware and to fulfill Hashem's mitzvah. So that's a kavanah a person has to have, that he's putting on tzitzis for the purpose of bringing him to the remembrance of Hashem's mitzvah. Person puts on tefillin. The Torah says leman tizkeru Hashem b'ficha. Hashem's Torah should be in your mouth. The purpose of wearing tefillin is in order that the Hashem's Torah should be in your mouth, and we'll have to define what that means. There, it says that a person should sit in a sukkah, in order that the generation should know that a Kadosh Baruch Hu took care of Klai Yisrael when he took us out of Mitzrayim. So there's another kavanah which the Torah gives, that the purpose of doing this mitzvah is in order that you should remember X. You should be aware of Y. And so that's a third level of kavanah that you have to have. There's also what you know, there's people that have a minig of Kabbalah to say the Shem Yichud before they do a mitzvah. And that's the fourth type of kavanah. That the person doing this in order to accomplish the Kabbalistic accomplishments that every single mitzvah accomplishes. The Shem Yichud, the person doing in order to bring together the different parts of Hashem's name, the Abba and the Yira, etc., and accomplishing that. That's the fourth type of kavanah. So again, we want to point out, we're talking about kavanah number two. Kavanah number two is a person does the mitzvah for the purpose of fulfilling the mitzvah of Hashem. In order that Hashem gave a command, I'm doing it not because I enjoy doing it, not because I like doing this thing, I'm doing it because that's what Hashem commanded me to do. One example, a person sits down to bench. Right, so he's probably saying, why is he thanking Hashem? Because it's the mitzvah of the Torah to thank Hashem. Well, he is also benching with his children. And his children, he sings the song together with them. So now I'm not sure why he's doing this mitzvah. Why is he doing this mitzvah? He's doing it because he wants to teach his children how to bench, or he's doing it because he wants to thank Hashem to do the mitzvah of thanking Hashem after eating. It's not clear why he's doing this. So there's a lacha, mitzvah tzrichas kavana. You must, if you want to fulfill the mitzvah of benching, you have to have kavana to fulfill the mitzvah of benching. Now, if you're sitting by yourself and there's no children there, we say, well, it's pretty obvious why he's doing it. But sometimes it's not so obvious why you're doing it, and that's where mitzvah tzrichas kavana kicks in and says, well, you have to clarify why you're doing this. And if you don't, you're not yod to the mitzvah of benching. So that's an example which is a very important halacha l'maisa. If a person is benching with his children, and he sings this benching together with them, and he does not have kavana before he benches, he is not yod to the mitzvah of benching. Okay, we'll talk about, again, in a few more days, we'll talk about some other examples. Have a good morning.